Welcome to the Early Accountability Podcast hosted by Kimmy Walker. Kimmy has a track record of serving as a behavior change and improvement catalyst for individuals, groups, and organizations. Get ready to make the best version of yourself a priority. Now welcome Kimmy Walker.
Welcome to another episode of the Early Accountability Podcast. Kimmy Walker here, your host. Happy to be back for another episode. So we've had a few guests back on. My little solo streak is a little bit over. So we've had some guests back on the show. But I was coming back again for a solo episode because I wanted to talk today about the importance of self-care. So we've had a few guests on the show come and talk about different topics as they relate in regards to self-care. I wanted to come in and touch in on the subject. We're going to have a few more. It's kind of a self-care mini-series. And I know some may be wondering, why is self-care so important when it comes to goals or getting started on a new project or tackling something new that you've always wanted to do for yourself? What is with self-care? What does this have to do with anything? And I believe self-care is so vital and so critical because it really is a foundational block that needs to be in place in regards to goal activation, but also just manifesting the best versions of ourselves and just reaching our full potentials in life. So self-care is super important, and I wanted to talk about just some reasons why self-care is so important when it comes to goals and life and just taking care of ourselves and what it means. And self-care in its most simplest form is just kind of taking a pause or blocking time out for ourselves to do what we need to do to rejuvenate ourselves, to take a pause, to listen. As I kind of say, just to get back to ground zero and just kind of hone in and have some time just with ourselves to see where we're at, to see what we're doing, to take a pause, and to just kind of be, to be still, to get grounded. What are the benefits of self-care? Why do we really need this? So it's important, definitely. It really benefits our emotional and our physical health. So really being able to take some time in our mind, really rejuvenate ourselves for our body. There are so many things that you can do for our emotional and physical health that are so critical and so important to self-care. So being able to just kind of be clear and setting time aside to take care of those components of ourselves are so critical. One of the big ones is just taking some time alone to rejuvenate. So everybody nowadays, a lot of times, are very, very busy. We're constantly on the go. So just having some time that's set aside that is kind of like our do not disturb mode. Like we might have that on our phone. I know I have that on my computer, but really just having some time that is just like, okay, I need to tune out everything and just take care of myself. Especially when people get into the roles of caretakers in their lives, it can often be hard for people to want to focus in on self-care because some may view it as selfish, especially when people have families or children or others that they take care of. You can often view taking time for yourself as just being something that's very selfish and self-centered, but actually it really is the greatest act of honestly being able to help others, because we can only give what we have. You know, we can't give unless we're a full vessel. So really taking care of yourself is important because it helps you give back out to the world. And if that's something that's important to you, whether it just be your personal world, your family, your friends, your loved ones, your colleagues, or the greater world out there, we can only do that when we're full. So taking some time aside to do things that you like, making time to invest in a hobby for yourself, awesome ways to do that as well. In addition to rejuvenating, it can also help us in those other dynamics, like we were saying, in our life, in our work, in our social relationships. So when we take some time to just be clear for us, to rejuvenate ourselves mentally and emotionally and physically, it really allows us to be more present in our relationships with others socially, more present in our work, more present in our career. We've taken some time to really focus in on us and where we're going, but I also think it helps us shift through other things that might happen around us And making sure that we know that those things may not necessarily have anything to do with us. So there may be drama or things might start to fall apart around you. But when you're very clear on where you're at and what you're doing, and you've really taken that time for yourself to be clear, I think it helps us navigate those difficulties in life that much more better, because we do really have a clear head in kind of an autofocus of what we're doing and how we kind of relate in the world around us. So that's another reason I really think self-care is really, really, really important. When it comes to goal activation, even more specifically, and why self-care is important, I think taking time to just still our mind and think and listen, whether that be through meditation or drawing or journaling or working out, I believe activities where we kind of allow our mind to still and focus gives us time to reflect and see if we really are manifesting ourselves into our passions. Are we really operating in our highest level of self? Are we doing what we love in certain areas and domains of our lives? Are we being intentional in the goals that we're pursuing and the avenues that we're going down? So really having time to still your mind to see, am I tapping into my full potential? Am I tapping into my passions in life? If we just keep going and going and going in the hustle and bustles of days to days, we will not sometimes take the time to even reflect to see if the path that we're walking down is the route that we want to go. So that's another reason why self-care and just having those moments of pause and still are great, because they allow us to just take a moment to pause and to make sure that we're moving in intentionality and not just moving for the fact of saying that we're moving, not just busy for the fact of saying that we're busy. Are we really, really walking in the purpose and what we feel that we were put in this earth to do? Another huge, huge reason, and I think one of the big ones, when it comes to why is self-care so important when it comes to early accountability or getting started with new things or tackling that project or staying on top of what we said we wanted to do for ourselves. But the biggest one is increased productivity. So when you go to intertwine something new into your life or go down a new avenue or try a new venture, a lot of times what people say stops them from starting something new is if they just don't have the time, or they don't have the energy, or they don't know where to start. But big ones are not having the time or feeling like you have the energy for anything new. Taking some time for yourself, really clearing your mind, getting yourself back together, really helps with increased productivity. And I believe that is a huge, huge, huge thing, especially when it comes to starting something new. You have to have energy in order to pursue. We have to have energy to go forward and be productive in these things that we say that we want to do for themselves. One of the biggest changes I made for myself in, I would say, the last few months of 2018, probably starting in October-ish, one of the biggest changes I made, and I saw such a huge difference in my performance, was actually getting more sleep. So when I really started to be more intentional about, I really want to get 6 to 8 hours of sleep a night, I saw a huge shift in what I was able to produce. And I think before, people have kind of glorified it in the media and things. No sleep, I'll sleep when I'm dead. You know, I'm running on 2 hours of sleep. No, you know, I really need to be well rested in order to perform, in order to have a clear mind, in order to give my best work at my job and other areas of life, in order to have energy to put in my business when I get out of my job or have time to spend with my friends and family, I have to be well rested. So I have to say this is a non-negotiable. I have to make sure that I'm well rested and I'm taking care of myself. And sleep was something that I was kind of not really putting as much into as I should. And even though I still continue to be a night owl, and I've always been a night owl, I now just say it's okay to be a night owl, but I need to make sure I'm also getting a certain amount of rest. So definitely a big one with just taking some time for self-care and resting is increased productivity and being able to go out there and tackle your goals. So again, these were just a few things, a few reasons of why I feel self-care is so important when it comes to starting new projects, reaching our goals, and just manifesting the best version of ourselves. I hope you've enjoyed this feedback, and I hope that you are also enjoying the guests that have been coming on the show and talking to us about different ways that we can practice self-care in our lives. So stay tuned. We have some more guests coming up that are going to be giving us some more tips in self-care and how we can make this work seamlessly in our life and our routines. So I hope you're enjoying the show. Until next time.
It was a pleasure to have you join us on this episode of the Early Accountability Podcast with Kimmy Walker. Be sure to visit earlyaccountability.com to sign up for the Early Accountability newsletter. We look forward to activating your greatness and helping you reach your goals.